Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on another episode of The Best Hour, blogtalkradio.com. You can also find us at truethought.org. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife this morning, Reverend Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to see you here.
Good to be here.
Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 315, All Gifts My Brothers Give Belong to Me. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. All gifts my brothers give belong to me. Each day, 1,000 treasures come to me with every passing moment. I'm blessed with gifts throughout the day in value far beyond all things of which I can conceive. A brother smiles upon another, and my heart is gladdened. Someone speaks a word of gratitude or mercy, and my mind perceives this gift and takes it as its own. And everyone who finds the way to God becomes my Savior, pointing out the way to me and giving me his certainty that what he learned is surely mine as well.
I thank you, God, for the many gifts that come to me today and every day from every son of God. My brothers and sisters are unlimited in all their gifts to me. Now may I offer them my thankfulness that gratitude to them may lead me on to my Creator and God's memory. All gifts my brothers and sisters give belong to me.
And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. It was told to me that every gift of love is a gift that is not only eternal, but it is always received. And even if our brothers and sisters are not conscious of our intention, or they're not conscious of our energy when we are giving the gift of love, it's said that the Holy Spirit holds that gift in trust until our brothers or sisters are ready to receive. So every act of kindness, every smile, every embrace, every hug, every love, every moment of patience, every moment, every action of allowance and forgiveness and acceptance, we can go down our list, but we all know that these are energies of high resonance that are given to us, and we give as we receive. In fact, we cannot give what we have not been willing to receive. So these are all gifts that we've already received if we're giving them at all. And as we do give them, they multiply because you keep what you give, which is upside down as far as the world's concerned, but as far as truth, as far as reality, as far as the way things are here in heaven, where we truly are, these laws of love, as God has been, as they've been established, are immutable and always will be perfectly experienced forever and ever. Amen. So as our brothers and sisters can catch themselves, as we can catch ourselves in a moment of reaction, and turn within to the mind of knowing, practicing the holy instant. I know we sound like broken records, and we just, this is it. I mean, this is what the Course in Miracles is always about. One of my earliest teachers used to say, this is the simplest book you'll ever read, you know, and it's like, okay, it's, you know, 1400 pages, whatever it is. And it's like, at first it looks complicated. At first it certainly seems difficult, but there's only one problem. We believe in something that's not real, that we are separated from love, we are separated from our source, that we are individuals separated from all that is. And that's the only problem, really. And there's only one solution, and that's to wake up from that illusion. And the way to wake up from that illusion is to let go or disregard, to begin to ignore the mind that keeps telling us these lies. And yes, they are lies. The ego is quite insane. And practice making enough space, making an opportunity available so that we can be informed and in dialogue and in union and relationship with our true self, the Holy Spirit. And as Jesus says in this textbook, nothing more than your right mind. So all gifts our brothers give us, and our sisters, as you say, belong to me, and they belong to us all. Every act of love is for all, everywhere, and everyone, because we are all one in God. So everything we do that's in alignment with love and truth is a blessing for everyone.
I feel such warmth with this lesson, such gratitude for the reminder. I like the first sentence that says, each day a thousand treasures come to me with every passing moment. Each day a thousand treasures come to me with every passing moment. And I think to myself how often I am distracted and not present, and that I miss all of those treasures, and that I may somehow proceed in my day thinking that there aren't treasures, that there's trials and tribulations. Well, I guess tribulations is celebration, but that, you know, trials. And so it reminds me of the companion work by Jesus called The Way of Mastery, and one of the axioms that says that there are no ordinary moments. There are no ordinary moments, that every moment is extraordinary. And when I have that top of mind, when I have the idea that all gifts my siblings give belong to me, and that each day, every moment, there are thousands of treasures that come, you know, it also reminds me of a teaching of yours, Brother T, where you will say, look for the gift. Now, usually we're looking for the gift and the challenge, and that's fine. You know, that's a practice that we do. Here we're just, every moment is filled with treasures. And I don't know, as a little kid, I used to love treasure hunts. I loved treasure hunts. And so, boy, we're really good at pointing out what's wrong. But what if we became adept and grateful every moment for all the treasures that we can spot and see? You know, I spy a treasure here. I spy a smile there. I spy, you know, the good news that all is well as I watch this person be gentle or kind or patient with another person or whatever, in all the ways that I may begin to see. And I think, interestingly, what happens is what our intention is, what we're looking for, we find. What we are looking for, we find. So this day, I look for the gifts. I look for the gifts that all of my brothers and sisters give. And as I look for the gifts, I practice gratitude even before I spy the gift, you know, that the gratitude and the expectancy of good is the flow within which I commit this day. All gifts my brother gives belong to me. I thank you, Father, for the many gifts that come to me today and every day from every daughter of God. My sisters are unlimited in all their gifts to me. Now may I offer them. May I offer them my thankfulness, that gratitude to them may lead me on to my Creator and her memory. So it is my gratitude and thankfulness that leads me home, leads me back home to heaven, to Source, restores my memory to the truth.
Now, you might be asking yourself that, okay, I'm at home all day. And nobody's coming to visit because, you know, we're in lockdown or we're intimidated by the idea of this COVID disease. And so I can't receive gifts from anybody because I didn't see anybody all day long. I'm just here by myself. But again, as you said, let's go back to the first sentence. Each day in every moment, 1,000 treasures come. And this is reflecting that we are receiving gifts every instant of the day, unbeknownst to us. So as an example, imagine how many babies have been born in the last month and are at home with their parents today. And they're probably happy that they're not going to work and they're able to stay home with their baby or whatever the case may be. But imagine how many people would be looking at their child in this very moment right now around the world and smiling and feeling an energy of love. Now, you may not know their face and you may not know their name and you may not know even where they are, but that energy of love has an impact on you. That's what this lesson is. That is a gift, right?
It's a
gift. And so, I mean, if we're fortunate enough to see it happening and if we're fortunate enough to see something that we can see with innocence. Like for me, it's our cat. Several times during the day, our cat will show up in some way and I just look at her and I go, I get a smile on my face because I just recognize her innocence. But that's true. And that's a gift, even though you may not be in the room with me when I give that gift to her, so to speak. I'm giving it to myself, giving it to her. But the point is, it's a vibration. And it goes out and touches all the world. And again, the Holy Spirit holds all of those gifts in trust until we're ready and willing to receive.
So just know, whoever is listening, just know right now, you can't even imagine all of the ways that you are held and beheld with thoughts of love, with thoughts of peace, with thoughts of goodwill and wishes from all kinds of people who have been in your life or not been in your life, but you cross their awareness. I think of all the people that cross my awareness in a day that I never actually reach out to, but I think of them fondly or with love or with a little bit of a smile like you do with the cat on my face, and that's a gift. And so it's as if I just want everybody who hears this to know that you are loved, that you are beheld by so many people in mind and heart this day, and that you don't need to know it overtly, just know it in your heart that you are cared for, that you are loved, that you are loving, that you are lovable.
And if you want to feel it and know it, I mean, the Holy Spirit is aware of it all. Mm-hmm. So as we practice the holy instant, we turn within. That's where we feel it.
And so as you said in the very beginning, you know, that's all held in trust. It's all held for us. It's there. It's present.
So thank you so much for joining us today for this conversation. We love you. All gifts my brothers and sisters give belong to me. Stay the course, and we're committed to staying the course with you. God bless.
God bless.
Have a great day.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and in